When people or a person or people make a great impact in your life, that says a lot. That says a whole lot. And I thank God for the late, great, wonderful Providence Mother A.B. Jackson. But Providence Mother A.B. Jackson is going on to be with the Lord. So, and my mom is, and my dad is, and my sisters and sisters are, and but there are still people here who God has placed in my life and who has made a great impact in or upon my life spiritually. Quite a few. I probably can count them on my hands, but I want to talk right now about my dear brother, Brother Leonard Davis, Elder Leonard Davis. I like to give people the respect by calling the titles of their title. I don't know why. I just like to use the respect by giving them the title. I don't like to just say Leonard Davis or Donna Davis or it. I like to use people's names. So I want to thank God for my dear brother, Brother Elder Leonard Davis, and his companion, beautiful wife, Sister Donna Davis, and his sister, Sister Dolores Davis, ministers, all ministers of the great gospel of God. They have made a great, 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 great impact in my life. I'm talking about a great impact. And I thank God for them. I know praying people when I see them. I know praying people when I'm around them. I know praying people. I just know that coming from the background of prayer with a praying mom and a praying pastor. I just want to thank God for my brother. Just take a few minutes to just thank God for him and his wife and his sister. Because I've had trials and tribulation on my job and in my life. And they have stepped up to the plate with the prayers and just really been a blessing in my life. Great blessing. Great, great blessing. So I want to take this few moments and say thank you, dear brother, Elder Leonard Davis, and your companion, and your sister. I want to thank you all because sometimes we don't give the credit to people enough. You know, we thank them privately or by phone or whatever, but sometimes we don't give those shout-outs. And I've given shout-outs to the people who have meant a lot to me. So I've not left anybody out. There are other people I will give other shout-outs to. But I wanted to give a shout-out to in this podcast to my dear brother, Elder Leonard Davis, a true man of God. He's a man of God for as long as I have known him. And that's been a few years, you know. I never forget how they came to Atlanta. He and Minister McDowell and did street services back in the day. And so I'll never forget those days. But I just want to take this podcast and give a shout out to my dear brother and his family. And I hope that this can give you a bit of an encouragement. Because everybody needs encouragement. Everybody needs to hear an encouraging word. God's men, women of God, they need it. Pastors, preachers, they need it. They need it. Because they're fault all the time. You know, you will find that the men and women of God, the real men and women of God are the ones who are fought the hardest. And so they need your prayers. They need your support. And so I want to thank you, my dear brother. It's 5 minutes now. And I just want to say I thank you so much for your prayers, so much for your dedication, so much. So much. I thank you. And I thank your family. And I thank your wife. And I just thank you all so much. God bless you. I love you. And I will continue to put my support with you and let you know that I'm with you. I'm standing with you. Thanks again, and God bless. I'm Regina Sworn. Thank you so much for listening. You can contact me at SwornRegina@gmail.com.